Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Definitely more excited because it's week one, but to go down in Washington, divisional rival, to start the year, couldn't ask for a better scenario, honestly. It's an exciting time, and like you said, we both are kind of aware of each other. We know kind of everyone's tendencies. They have a new defensive coordinator, so some different things, but at the end of the day, it's just going to come down to players making plays, and we got to be able to handle that environment, and I believe we can do that.
Carson Wentz meeting with the media this week on his pending matchup at FedEx Field on Sunday. Last year, started all 16 games. They asked him to do a lot. He threw over 600 times, completed 62% of his passes, about 3,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, 14 picks. A fine rookie season, but he's going to have to make big-time strides if he's going to be viewed as a franchise upper echelon passer moving forward. Had some mechanical issues late in the season, fumbled 14 times, got hit a lot, needs to get the ball out a little quicker. But he was a kid, and he did show, particularly in the first half of the year. Go back and find some of my tweets on Carson Wentz from the first 6 weeks. I was ready to crown the guy. He looked great. And then as he got hit and some pass rush got to him and they didn't have as many weapons around him, he got exposed. I still think he's a very good passer who's going to have a good career.
Hard not to be impressed by him, and I think that's the big takeaway. Now, a lot of that is you're impressed early on with some of the ability, some of the throws he was making. You're like, wow. The next layer, when they didn't have that much offensive talent, especially downfield, you're kind of going, okay, maybe if there were different weapons, we could see something else.
He's got him now, by the way. Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey starting on the outside.
Enter that. But to me, the thing that impressed me most was the toughness. I mean, this kid was getting popped, was getting hit, getting squared up, and just was staying in the pocket and not wilting. That kind of lets me know that you're in a bad situation and you don't hang your head, you don't, you know, grouse or pout or complain or whine. You just keep plugging at it. I think he's going to be really good. I just hope it's not yet.
JB Manassas, you're on the Fan. What do you foresee for Redskins Eagles on Sunday?
How you guys doing today?
What's up, bud?
Hey, so what I think is Kirk Cousins is going to come out there. He's going to look sharp. The offense is going to do their job. They will show up, that's for sure. The only thing I'm worried about is the defense. If the defense can come out, DJ Swearinger is the captain now, so I'd like to see how he's going to lead. We haven't had a good safety in years, so I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully Norman can cover Jeffrey, and we should be good there. The Eagles' secondary is terrible, so Kirk's going to have some yards. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Pryor should have at least one TD, maybe two, but I do think the Skins win this one 21-17.
Thanks, buddy. I disagree with you a little bit on the Eagles' secondary. I think there's a difference between their cornerback play and their secondary. They traded, remember, for Ronald Darby during training camp. Now, last year he was not great. 2 years ago he was terrific. He is going to start opposite Jalen Mills. They got a third-round pick named Rasul Douglas who's going to play a lot at corner as well. So will Patrick Robinson, who they brought over from Indy. That's not a position of strength. But their safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, are actually both pretty good. And particularly Jenkins is a ball hawk. And the Eagles had two pick sixes against Cousins, the only two he threw last year. And I think two of the threes thrown over the last two seasons. They can make plays on the outside. Now, if you want to say that their corners just covering receivers aren't great, I think that that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's go to Andre Manassas. What's up, Dre?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, Danny, by the way, I would love to hear your Shannon Sharp impression trying to pronounce that guy's name. I think that would be hilarious. I think this is a victory, easy hands down. I mean, who's better against the Eagles than Kirk Cousins? I mean, them Philadelphia fans are crapping their pants because they know Kirk Cousins is coming. Kirk has an unbelievable record against the Eagles. And you know who's even better against the Eagles? Your boy, Preston Smith. He's probably going to have three sacks in this game tomorrow. I don't know what happens, but when the Eagles come into town, Preston Smith just mans up and plays extremely well. So because of those two things, I really think the Redskins are going to win this game. You know, I'm talking to maybe 33 to, like, you know, 24.
I'll take it. I'll take 30-plus points, a little shootout dub. I was just thinking about the defense. Let's dream about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing in sports is when the thing you're most excited about turns into something that actually is good.
When the promise meets reality. Right. Yeah.
So all offseason, remember back in like 04, Redskins make the Clinton Portis trade. And then on the first play from scrimmage in the first game, he ran for 64 yards and a touchdown. And right there in that moment, it was this euphoria of he's ours now. It's Daniel Murphy homering on opening day or Bryce Harper in his call-up game having a big extra base.
Steven Strasburg.
Exactly. What if in the first couple quarters of a dominant defensive effort, the Redskins are leading like 10-3. Zach Brown has made some kind of huge play to force a fumble. DJ Swearinger blew somebody up at the sticks on a third down to get off the field. Norman picked off a pass, and Jonathan Allen has a sack. And you feel like not only do we think the defense is going to be better, but the cast of characters that is here now that wasn't last year because it's a new look group, they've all shown something. They've all done something. That's what it's going to have to look like defensively.
Because part of the point I keep making here is that better isn't good enough. Last year, they were epically bad.
Well, if better and league average, then that is should be good enough with their offense.
Well, but that's the point I'm making is I don't know if they've gotten there. I don't know if they've made 15 spots. You could still be 32nd and be better than they were last year. You could be better in a lot of categories and still not be adequate. I think there's a difference between being improved, which I think they undoubtedly are. There's no question they've improved, right? But how much? That's the big question. Have they gotten to the point where it's not an automatic first down on 3rd and 11? If that's the case, if they were simply normal, then they would have been an 11-win team last year.
I think this defense is probably like between the 20th and the 23rd worst defense in the league. I mean, I think they probably improved 8 to 10 spots.
I hope so.
Like that. Greg in Manassas, how are you?
Hey guys. So my prediction, and mark this down, I got the Redskins coming out struggling at first, and I have the Eagles not taking an advantage of it. The Redskins defense will be saving them. Second half starts, that's when the scoring and football start. I got the Redskins coming out, passing down the field. The other caller was right. Eagles secondary really isn't that well. But the Eagles will start scoring back as well. The ultimate prediction, 34-31 Eagles. And Danny, my offer still stands with the songs.
Never. Never in a million years. I will never sing that song that I hate more than anything on this planet.
Yesterday, he offered Danny that he would sing Hail to the Redskins on the show if the Redskins won, and Danny would have to sing Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say the title of that stupid thing. I'll never sing that. I also picked the Eagles, by the way. So there's way more downside for me to have to sing a song that I hate more than anything on this planet besides like Athlete's Foot and Jock Itch at the same time than that stupid song. Versus you like calling in and like having a moment of like kind of embarrassment. I will never sing that song. So thank you for your offer, but no.
Michael McClain.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, it's my first time calling. Love you guys' show.
Thanks, bud.
It's going to be a toss-up, but because the Eagles' defense and the Redskins' defense aren't that great, I think it's really going to come to how good the Eagles' O-line can be. They got Jason Peters, future Hall of Famer Lane Johnson. They signed Brandon Brooks. And I think if Carson Wentz can be a pocket passer and, pretty much evade all the sacks he can and then head rushers, I think it's going to be a shootout and see whose pass first team is better.
Thanks, Michael. Look, they got two new ones that they want to debut. Jeffrey's a top 10-12 guy in the league. Smith, at one point in time, was a great deep threat who kind of disappeared in San Francisco. My guess is he gets his mojo back this year in the NFC East. I just don't think the Redskins can collapse the pocket. From a defensive line standpoint.
Yep.
No disrespect, Ziggy Hood, Stacy McGee, Terrell McClain, Matt Ioannidis. None of you guys are pass rushers. Jonathan Allen, who you just drafted in the first round, is the only guy that has a chance maybe to be a decent pass rusher.
But that's more of a one-day thing to me.
Yeah, the best pocket-collapsing presence they've had on their D-line in the last 2 years, either this group this year or last year, is now in Tampa Bay. That's Chris Baker. So I think pass rush is going to have to come from linebackers in this 34 for them right now. NFC North. Outlook next. We will preview each team in that division. 1 o'clock, we've got a beat reporter from Philly who will join us to break down the Eagles and tell us about the Redskins' opponent. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Guys, Danny Rouillet for my pals at Draft. If you love fantasy football, then you got to try Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. On Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people. It's a draft that lasts for just for 1 week, and there's no management. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. The draft takes care of the last-minute injuries for you as well. Here's the best part. You play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from as little as $1, so there's a draft for everybody. No salary caps, No trying to plug and play in your normal daily fantasy lineups, trying to figure out if this fits under or that fits under. You just draft the best player in your snake draft. No commitment. It's weekly. It's awesome. Just search draft in your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com. Limited time only. This is a cool deal. New players, you get a free entry into draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use my promo code. There's your catch, 1067Danny. So you use 1067Danny, you play a real money game for free just for using that promo code 1067Danny on your first deposit on draft. Search draft in your app store. Go to playdraft.com. I've been doing this for a week. It is addicting. It is awesome. You challenge real players, got a great chance to win. Draft, baby.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.